Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Right now, we are going to be joined by Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5.
Hey, hey.
He's on the BetQL guest hotline. Hello, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning, Papa Squeezies.
Kevin, listen to me carefully.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jason and Cakes.
Right.
It's two-man
show. There's no Bickle.
Today.
There's no John Paul Flynn.
I mean, you're welcome to do jokes about EB, like, falling asleep during your review, which generally would happen. You can do that, but he's not here, and Papa JP not here as well, just to let you know.
Well, Eric's not there because he's literally sleeping through my review right now.
Yeah, correct.
He would be, yes.
That's exactly what he's doing.
And you know what?
Speaking
of sleeping through reviews, I think you slept on giving us the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire review last week, number one movie at the box office.
I did, and this is why Eric's off today, because we all know that he loves science fiction movies so much, so you know he's lined up to go see the
movie. Kevin, Jason, close and personal friends with one of the stars, probably the biggest star in Ghostbusters Frozen Empire,
Paul Rudd. It's my boy.
Jason, you really know Paul Rudd?
Yeah. I met him a few years ago, and we exchanged cells, and we text every once in a while.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I didn't tell you that?
No. Dude, I talked to Paul Rudd. I mean, from a professional standpoint, I probably interview him 2 times a year.
Well, next time you talk to him, tell him that you and I are colleagues, and I talk to Paul Rudd probably 4 or 5 times a year, usually about Kansas basketball, because he's a big Kansas Jayhawks fan.
I know he's a big sports fan. Mm-hmm. I know he's also a major Chiefs fan, because I always see him on the field at Chiefs games.
Correct.
Forgive me if you told this in the show before. I've not heard this story. How do you exchange numbers with Paul Rudd?
When I met him, he was just very friendly. We started talking about sports. And I said, hey, you know, I do a radio show in D.C., sports radio show. Any chance we can get you on the show just to talk about Kansas hoops? And he said, sure. And he gave me his number.
And did he call in?
No, we tried to get him a couple times, but he was busy. You know, he was not working on movies and stuff. So maybe we'll get him next year before the college hoop starts.
Maybe he was busy making those Marvel films. Jeez,
correct.
That's incredible.
Correct.
Dude, this is like bombshell news. I had no idea. Dude, I literally just talked to him. I interviewed him 3 weeks ago.
And his wife, Julie, very, very attractive and very cool.
Oh, my gosh. This is. You know what? Pardon the terrible pun here.
I blew you away today. I'm sorry. Anyway, let him know that you and I are colleagues next time you talk.
Does he know about the pop, 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 pop?
Yeah, he knows about the pop, 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 pop.
He's in on that personal joke. I'm so sure.
Right.
So next time Paul Rudd and I sit down, when they ask me to sleep my name, I'm going to go, yeah, I'm Kevin McCarthy from pop, 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 pop,
pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop. And he'll go, what are you doing? All right, so hold on. What about Ghostbusters 2? Is it called Ghostbusters 2?
No, it's Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Oh, Frozen Empire.
Just so you know.
Okay. Gotcha.
So funny. Yeah, so obviously 40 years since the first Ghostbusters, these movies have been a part of everyone's lives generationally. The first two Ghostbusters, I think you guys can agree, are just like the greatest. Those are the two best ones. I remember being a kid and seeing the second one with the painting and like how creepy that was that the painting comes to life or the eyes moved in the painting. You know, I think there's a lot to say about the filmmaking that was done in those original Ghostbusters, and I think this new one kind of brings that back. We have old school practical effects mixed in with obviously modern technology, but you know, if people who look up, just go look up behind the scenes videos of the original Ghostbusters, how they filmed like the Stay Puft Marshmallow, how they did the proton pack streams and all these things. It was all really cool, classic practical effects. You guys remember the scene in the first Ghostbusters when the egg starts to cook itself on the counter?
I do remember that, yes.
Vaguely. Yeah. So vaguely.
Well, for people who don't, there's a scene where Sigourney Weaver comes home with her groceries, and essentially she has a carton of eggs, and like something is going crazy in her apartment. Obviously, we find out what that is later on. But they built this contraption where they heated up the countertop so that the egg could literally cook in camera practically, because back then you didn't, you know, you had CGI. But to me, that looks better than most effects in movies now that are using CGI. So the reason I'm mentioning all that is fast forward to this movie now, and they're utilizing some of those old school technical effects to kind of bring back that classic nature of the Ghostbusters. This new Ghostbusters, to me, is the closest to the first two. I don't necessarily think it's anywhere near as great as the first two, but this is the first one that I'd seen in a long time that kind of reminded me of the magic of my childhood. And so Jason Reitman wrote this movie. You guys know this story, but Jason Reitman, his father, Ivan Reitman, is the director of the first two Ghostbusters. Ivan passed away a couple years ago. And so Jason, his son, before Ivan passed away, took over the franchise and made Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is the film that came out a couple years back. And now Jason wrote this new one, but has passed on the directing helm to a guy named Gil Keenan, who's a childhood friend of his. And Gil had talked about how they sat down with Ivan before he passed and pitched this new movie to him, and Ivan apparently loved it. So this new movie, Frozen Empire, as Cakes was saying, basically deals with a new monster or a new ghost coming to light, freezing the city. And there's an aspect of like the classic nature. But to me, the characters in this are great. Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, if you know The Leftovers and Gone Girl, she's one of the big stars of the movie as well. And then Jason's friend, Paul Rudd, who's fantastic.
My boy Patton Oswalt's in it from Broad Run High School in Ashburn, Virginia. Oh, yeah, he was local.
Yeah. Hold on. Patton Oswalt went to Broad Run High School?
Went to Broad Run, grew up in Sterling, Virginia.
I knew he had local ties. I didn't know they were quite that local.
Yes, absolutely.
Who knew that Ghostbusters was filled up with Jason Bishop's friends? This is wild.
I don't know Patton, but yeah, I know that he's from the area.
Silly. So anyways, this movie, I thought it was fun. My only problem with the film is it's a little too exposition heavy. I think one of my biggest problems nowadays with movies and TV shows is when you're taking on classic stories like Ghostbusters, they feel the need to over-explain to the audience what the backstory is. You know what I mean? Like when we sit down for Ghostbusters, we already know the story.
Yeah, you don't need to keep explaining. We know the premise. We
right.
get it.
And I think I'm probably guilty of that too. I ramble on when I'm doing my own reviews. But I think at the end of the day, they're trying to capture a new audience and an old audience at the same time.
Right.
And to me, I'll give a great example of this. So everybody knows this. In cinema, there's exposition. And exposition is basically when characters explain to other characters what's going on in the story so that the audience can understand where we're at. And when I was a kid, I saw Terminator 2 before I saw Terminator 1. And the reason I bring this up is because I watched Terminator 2 first, I didn't need to see 1 because James Cameron did such a good job with exposition explaining the story of 1 that I was there. But they did it in a very smart way. And I'll tell this very briefly. There's a scene in Terminator 2 where Linda Hamilton, obviously she's in that hospital, and the character who runs the hospital has visitors. And he's walking down the hallway explaining to the visitors why Linda Hamilton is in the hospital. And he's basically telling you the entire plot of Terminator 1 in that 1 minute walk.
Kind of funny, Kevin. I actually watched that scene last night. It was on, like, I don't know, Freeform. So I saw T2. I was like, well, I'm definitely going to watch. And it was the scene in the hospital where the bad Terminator shows up and morphs into the fat cop and then pokes his eye out with his pointer finger. And then they break Linda Hamilton out. It's a great scene.
Dude, and it's amazing. So yeah. And so to me, if you do exposition well, you can retell a story that the audience may or may not know already. And then you thrust them into the new movie. The new Ghostbusters kind of does too much of that. But back to what you're talking about, Cakes. Dude, T2 is my favorite movie of all time. Little fun movie trivia fact. That scene when he turns into the other cop, mm-hmm. those are twin brothers.
Yeah.
So back then, you know, obviously CG was kind of like becoming a new thing. And I think the CGI in the film looks better than most movies today. But they had to hire two brothers, two twins, to film that scene. That's why it looks so good. Really cool moment.
Kevin, let's move on to A Gentleman in Moscow. I know you want to review that. It's 94% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with Ewan McGregor. I don't know if it looks like quite my cup of tea, but the reviews are good.
Yeah, so I've seen episode one so far. This is on Paramount Plus with Showtime, and this is called A Gentleman in Moscow. A lot of people are excited about this because it's based on an international best-selling book. Basically, he plays a count, and this is like shortly after the Russian Revolution, and his character is banished to spend years in the attic of a hotel in Russia, in Moscow. And so it's kind of like this exploration of the political element of that time, what was going on in the world at that time, but also his character and his exploration. And the book itself, from what I understand, people loved it. I one of my coworkers said it's one of the best books they've ever read. I've not read the book, so my only particular interpretation of it is from the first episode that I saw, and I thought it was excellent. I think Ewan McGregor is fantastic. His wife, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, is also in the movie, in the show as well. So if that's something you're interested in, or if you've seen or read the book, that's available now. I want to say either the first or the first two episodes are out today. And then one of the things that Showtime and Paramount Plus do, which I think is great, is the week to week release, like kind of like Apple TV Plus with like Masters of the Air, where you're waiting week to week because it's a little more like old school. You digest the material, you have time to kind of like anticipate that next episode, like we used to do with Sopranos and Seinfeld. And I don't know, I just kind of miss that appointment style of television. So that's kind of what this series is versus the Netflix model where they just drop everything all at once and you just binge it all in a weekend and you just forget about it. So this is kind of in that realm. So that's one of your other options this weekend as well. So those are the two things. And listen, I know it's kind of glaring. I wasn't able to see the Godzilla movie. My schedule, just with all the interviews and stuff I've been doing, we had this Kevin Hart event this past Sunday. So my week's been kind of just crazy. So I will get to that hopefully soon.
When's that coming out?
That's out today.
Oh, it's out today.
I was texting Drav. I was like, dude, I'm really sorry, but I wasn't able to see Godzilla before our review today. But so that's why we had to.
And that's another Godzilla versus King Kong movie.
Yeah, I mean these movies make a lot of money, man. It's probably going to do 55 or 60 million this weekend. And I don't know. For me, after I saw Godzilla Minus One, because Drab had texted me after Godzilla Minus One came out, and he's like, "Dude, you got to go see this."
All beat you to the punch on Godzilla Minus One. You were the last person, I think, in the United States to see Godzilla Minus One.
I haven't seen it.
Pretty good.
I think my biggest problem with the Godzilla movies and these big monster movies is Godzilla Minus One pointed out a glaring issue is that Godzilla Minus One was a human story.
Right.
And so Godzilla became the background, which makes Godzilla much scarier because you're focusing on the human story of post-World War II, a character who's feeling shame. Godzilla is obviously a looming factor, but you're more focused on the human story and what the character's doing. The problem with these big budget Godzillas outside of Skull Island is they focus way too much on the heavy CGI and the monsters rather than giving you an emotional narrative to stick with. And I get it. I understand the idea of just a dumb popcorn movie, but I also think that audiences deserve a little bit better material. And that's why Godzilla Minus One was kind of so glaring. I mean, wasn't it kind of shocking, Cakes, to see a movie that had great story with the Godzilla aspect to it?
Yeah, it was a welcome departure.
It was entertaining to you,
opinion.
Wasn't it? Did you give it like a four and a half?
I think I gave it either 4.5 or 4.75.
He loved it. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
It's very good.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, name one of the college basketball teams in the Sweet 16 that won last night.
He might know.
One of the four.
He's a sports dork all of a sudden.
I have not been following March Madness. I'm just going to say Iowa State. I don't know if that's one of them.
That's incorrect. They lost. I mean, at least you knew they played.
He called that they were there.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Yeah. That was very close, Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
I got to tell you guys real quick. Yep. I want to put a movie on your radar before
all right.
I go.
Yes.
I saw it yesterday. I can't give my official review on it yet. Jason, I'll text you afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Look up a movie called Civil War.
Oh, I saw the...
Guns N' Roses did a silly song.
I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago when I saw the trailer.
It is Kirsten Dunst,
yep.
And it deals with a civil war in our country. Nick Offerman plays the president, and it's about a group of photojournalists who are literally photographing a war as it's happening in our country. And I got to tell you right now, I am still processing what I saw, and I will give into the review as we see it.
Seem a little overwhelmed by it, Kevin.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's got the actor that played the dork in Friday Night Lights, right?
Yeah, Jesse Plemons.
Jesse Plemons, right.
And Jesse Plemons is married to or with Kirsten Dunst in real life.
That's right.
I will tell you this. The reactions out of South by Southwest are kind of all you need to read. I can't go into my full review or rating yet, but I'm just going to let you guys know this is a movie you need to have on your radar. I think it's a film that we're going to be talking about for a long
Kevin
time.
Clearly and loves it.
When does it is it released in theaters or is this online somewhere?
April 12th, and the guy who directed it directed Ex Machina and Annihilation. He also wrote 28 Days Later. His name is Alex Garland. Right. It's an A24 film, and I think I that's all I will say for now. But just want to tee that up because
that guy.
You
so
guys
by
are,
the way. At the end of Ex Machina, that guy is so bitter. He's so upset. He's so
dude,
mad.
Ex Machina is a masterpiece.
It's pretty good.
So that's Alex Garland's first movie he ever directed, and then this is his latest one. So just team that up.
All right, we'll keep
everybody
it on our radar. Kevin, we got to run.
April 12th.
Always
right.
Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, talk to you guys next Friday. Love you guys.
All right, Ricky, that's Kevin McCarthy.
I love effing with Kevin McCarthy.
Entertainment reporter.
I do not have Paul
Rudd's
cell.
You definitely had him on the hook.
Oh yeah,
big time on the hook.
But hopefully he doesn't hear the actual truth and he thinks that for the rest
of his
life.
He took that bait big time.
Right.
All right, we come back. We'll get into the Commanders. It was Drake May's pro day. I think the Commanders brass was pretty interested. We'll get into some audio of that next here on the Fan.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.